Well, while the protests have diminished there, up to 1 million Italians have taken to the streets calling on their scandal-laden Prime Minister to resign after prosecutors requested he be sent for trial for having sex with an underage prostitute. Members of the mostly female crowd spoke of their frustration at the international media coverage, which they say is damaging the reputation of Italy and its women. With more, here's Europe correspondent Emma Alberici.
Emboldened by scenes in the Middle East, protesters banged pots and pans, some of the kitchen equipment featuring pictures of Silvio Berlusconi's face with bars superimposed over them. Organisers of the march plastered banners across Italy's major cities, which read, "If not now, when?" It was supposed to indicate frustration with the Prime Minister, but it's also the title of a famous Italian novel, which tells the story of a Russian Jew who takes the fight to Nazi Germany during World War II. La Repubblica, one of the Italian newspapers not owned or run by a member of Mr. Berlusconi's family, put the number of protesters across Italy at 1 million. They spilled onto the streets to show the government and the world that the Prime Minister's penchant for police women, stripping nurses and his infamous bunga bunga parties are an affront to common Italian values. Among the crowd in the Piazza del Popolo in Rome was Sister Eugenia Bonetti, a nun who works with prostitutes in Naples.
We want to stand by these women to say that they are not alone, especially women who are being trafficked. These women should be given help and be shown a new way of living. We sisters, mothers, want to be an example for them and their struggle to gain freedom and dignity.
Susanna Camusso, the leader of Confindustria, Italy's biggest union, says the Italian leader's Lothario image is damaging the country.
Noi non siamo di serie B.
We are not inferior. We won't accept the status quo. Our country has become a bad soap opera. So we are asking, if not now, when? In order to affirm our views as loud as we can and without fear.
Both Mr. Berlusconi and the now 18-year-old prostitute who calls herself Ruby deny they had sex. She was 17 when she partied at the Prime Minister's mansion. Paying an underage prostitute in Italy is a crime. A magistrate in Milan is reading through 600 pages of evidence and will this week decide whether to prosecute. James Walston is Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome. He was at one of the demonstrations overnight.
There's disgust. It's growing not just because of his sexual habits, but because of the complete mismanagement of the economy and most of the society. But it has been his behaviour towards women that have brought what appears to be a million people or so onto the streets today.
The scandals seem to have had little effect on Mr. Berlusconi's popularity, with just a 5 percentage point drop in his approval ratings. Polls show that if a general election was held this week, he would win. This is Emma Alberici reporting for AM.